I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Welcome to the program Keys to the Kingdom, brought to you by St. Peter's Anglican Church, Winchester. Here is your key for today.
Look at the phone that you have. What do you think you can do with that phone? Maybe you use it to call, you use it to send out messages, you use it to check your email, you use it to do some things. But do you think there are other functions of that phone that you have never utilized? Often, we have resources in our hands, but we just don't know how to use them. Today, we read from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 5, reading from verse 39 to verse 47. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 5, reading from verse 39 to verse 47. You search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but scriptures point to me. Yet you refuse to come to me to receive this life. Your approval means nothing to me, because I know you do not have God's love within you. For I have come to you in my Father's name, and you have rejected me. Yet others, if they come in their own names, you gladly welcome them. No wonder you can't believe, for you gladly honor each other, but you do not care about the honor that comes from the one who alone is God. Yet it isn't I who will accuse you before the Father. Moses will accuse you. Yes, Moses, in whom you put your hope. If you really believed Moses, you would believe me, because he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say? The word of the Lord. Jesus' engagement with these teachers of the law regarding the way they treat scriptures. To them, these words were just something that they received from Moses, and they were faithfully reading it, following it, but they could not let it impact their own lives. Verse 31 says, "If I were to testify on my own behalf, my testimony would not be valid." They have questioned him. They are saying, "Who is this Jesus? And why does he claim to be the Son of God? We have read in the scriptures. Why does he think this mere man can tell us what to do?" So he's telling them, "You actually read, but you don't understand what you read. You have the scriptures before you, but you don't relate with them, because had you known what was written in the scriptures, you would have believed me. You would have followed my word. No wonder you cannot understand who I am." And that's a big question for these believers, for these listeners. Jesus is challenging them. What relationship do you have with me, your creator? Because if you understand the scriptures, they would lead you to the knowledge of the Son of God. He says in verse 39 that you search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life. You are glued to the scriptures. Jesus is not saying you shouldn't read the scriptures. He's actually saying you are not studying the scriptures. You see, when scripture is given, you begin by asking, what is this portion saying to me? How is it relating with my day-to-day living? You begin to raise those questions. You begin to find a ground where you can relate with the Word of God. In other words, these believers would actually read the Bible just like a novel, just like any other book. It wouldn't appeal to them. So he says, you read it, but it doesn't make sense to you. You read it, but you cannot relate with it. Yet you want eternal life. So we ask a question, where do we find eternal life? He says in verse 40, yet you refuse to come to me to receive this life. See, the Bible tells us, the one who has the Son has life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have life. And this is what Jesus is saying to these listeners of his. You have the scriptures before you, but they are just a mere novel. They are just a mere book that you open and read. You see, when we were studying, they used to tell us, you just don't read through the passage. Begin to point out some of those key elements that are important. What is the writer saying? Who is he addressing? How does it appeal to me today? And that's the way we study God's word. I have heard very many people say, oh, we are going for Bible study. And you know what happens when they go there? They let the preacher man speak, and then they come out saying, oh, we have had a Bible study. They do not get into the scriptures to study them and find its impact to their lives. So he says, this is what the believers were doing at that time. They read the scriptures, but they don't understand it. They cannot relate it even to Jesus who had come to them. He says in 42, because I know you don't have God's love within you, for I have come to you in my Father's name, and you have rejected me. Yet if others come in their own name, you gladly welcome them. He says, you easily believe other faith. You easily follow the other teachings, but you can't follow the truth. Have you studied the Word of God? What is it saying to you? You see, the reason why we keep rotating in sin is because we have not let the Word of God work in our lives. If we let Him speak, if we let Him work through His word, we would be transformed. So he says, you choose to follow Moses. You choose to listen to Moses. But if you had studied the word, you would understand Moses was teaching was about me. You remember when these teachers of the law come to him and they are asking him, should we be following this law? Should we be doing this? Should we be doing that? And he says to them, I have not come to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law. What you see in the Old Testament is a mirror of the New Testament. What the Lord is about to do in your life is found in his word. That's why it is important for us to carefully study the scriptures, make them part of our lives. Verse 45, yet it isn't I who will accuse you before the Father. Moses will accuse you. Yes, Moses in whom you put your hope. He says, you have failed to follow the scriptures. And it will be the same scriptures that are going to be used to judge you. Did you follow God? No. Then what next? You deserve death. You can't enter eternal life. This is something for us to learn. This is something that we need to ponder about. We have a God who requires that we apply the scripture to our lives. 47, but since you don't believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say? I have heard very many people say, oh, I am an Anglican. Oh, I am a Pentecostal. Oh, I am a Catholic. Oh, I am a Muslim. We have all these titles that we run around with. But the question is, do you follow what is written in the Word of God? Are you able to study it and say, as much as I'm this kind of a person, the scripture teaches me to behave this way? You see, if you apply the scripture in your life, then you'll be a transformed being. If you do not, you'll always linger in sin, just like these people. They never believed God. And we have very many people who come to church every Sunday, who actually stand and recite the creeds, and they say, we believe in God the Father. But you ask them, have you been transformed by the Word of God? And lo and behold, they will begin to give all sorts of excuses. May we believe and follow Christ and Christ alone. So friends, the Lord bless you. The Lord watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the blessing be with you as you study the scripture diligently. The blessing never to leave you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I remain your servant, Reverend Emus Chimera. God bless you.